You're listening to Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits Podcast.
Sir, news from the underground.
And I'm Dave Hunter. It is time now for a check of the news. Well, not what you'd expect. Swarmed by a bird gang. Bird scooter gang.
Oh, okay.
Several people in Texas were attacked by a gang of young adults on bird scooters. A witness says he was with a group of people leaving a bar about 1 in the morning when they were approached by a gang on bird scooters.
I've seen them.
You have?
I saw like a group of probably 5 guys, and I do believe that they were from different, like, at what, they weren't all buddies. But, like, 2 dudes met up with 3 other dudes, and they just happened to be going in the same direction, and then became a kinship. And they were trying to do tricks.
Scooter tricks.
Scooter tricks. And they seemed to have a bond that
Did
was
they ride
created.
In a formation, like the flying V, like in the Mighty Ducks?
They were definitely together. Not so much information yet. Okay. Yet. I'm sure it developed later.
I'm sure they...
Craziest thing is practice. You could throw like a toothpick and it could be biggest bloodbath from a toothpick.
Yeah. Everyone died. Yeah.
Everybody's dead. Yep.
In this situation, in Abilene, Texas, the witness says the bird scooter gang began harassing them as they were leaving the bar, saying really horrible things to them.
I bet. Yeah.
His group was finally getting into their cars to leave when a juvenile member of the gang came up to one of them and punched him.
Oh, wow. Aggressive.
Then a female member was attacked, prompting a big physical altercation between the patrons and the bird scooter gang.
Hmm.
There's apparently video of these moments that have been provided to police, but I couldn't find it online. It shows the bird scooter gang, a group of 9 to 10 individuals, all harassing these people leaving the bar. A third party called police, but the bird scooter gang fled the area before the cops arrived.
You're never going to catch a bird scooter gang.
2 members of the group had visible injuries. They're seeking to press charges. Police are investigating this now as an incident of assault, but have no further information at this moment. Bird scooter does say that its operators have to be 18 to use their vehicles, though it is believed that they don't verify that before each use. So, man,
the gangs of the future are real lame.
They got to come up with some better names, too.
Yeah.
Bird scooter gang.
Yeah.
Ooh, I'm shaking in my boots.
Exactly.
You ever hear of the Hell's Angels?
Exactly.
Right. That's what I thought.
Until James is surrounded by 4 men.
Oh, God, scooters. Guys,
take everything you want. Take my phone, take my wallet. Here's my shoes. You want my pants. Here's my car keys. Oh, my God. I'm sorry I made fun of your stupid name.
You're going to pay, pal.
Oh, my God, is that a squirt gun? You don't have pee in that squirt gun, do you?
It's an Orbeez gun.
Oh, he's going to shoot me with Orbeez. This is a TikTok challenge. I'm going to be on TikTok. Looking like a bitch.
That's how it goes down.
Yeah.
Right there.
It is.
Charlie Sheen has done an about face concerning his 18-year-old daughter Sammy's new career as an OnlyFans model. After first blaming Sammy's mom, Denise Richards, he now says, quote, Denise has illuminated a variety of points that in my haste I overlooked and dismissed. Now more than ever, it's essential that Sammy and I have a united parental front to rely upon as she embarks on this new adventure. From this moment forward, she has my support.
Do you hear the ticking?
Of?
The nude countdown, unfortunately.
Oh. Charlie's turn came after Denise hit back against all the negative comments she'd been getting. She said, quote, lots of negative comments on my social this past week. I have to say I wish I had the confidence my 18-year-old daughter has. I also can't be judgmental for her choices. I did Wild Things and Playboy. Quite frankly, her father shouldn't be judgmental either. And to be able to ignore the negativity at her age is amazing. It took me many years, and I still sometimes struggle.
To me, though, it's like almost every person that goes to OnlyFans, and even if they have like the purest of ideas about it, like, oh, I'm just going to do bikini stuff or whatever, it's only a matter of time.
You're not going to get new subs if you just keep posting the same stuff over and over and over.
It's only a matter of time. And you'll either quit. You'll either say, okay, it's not for me.
Right.
That isn't what I want to do. Or you're going to get nude. You're going to get nude.
So if Jason was thinking of doing this to get some money, he could start out just shirtless, but you think eventually he'd have to show
it. It would dry up. Right. Yeah, it would dry up.
It's what's kept me away from it.
Yeah. You know what you would have to do, right?
Yeah.
Yep, I'd have to be putting stuff in my stuff. I don't want to do that.
Stuff in my stuff. Yeah.
Stuff in my stuff.
Yep.
Yep.
That's what you should call your
OnlyFans.
It'd
be incredibly crazy for someone on the show to actually start an OnlyFans.
It really would.
And then for it to be even just like, oh, it's just James in like his man thong. But then after 3 months, James realizing it's got to be goatsy shots and...
Like, guys, this man thong thing is, it was cool for like 3 months, but I'm losing subscribers left and right. I think I'm going to have to show my B-hole.
Yeah. Yep. And that'd be the only way.
I have lots of offers.
Well, do you go ahead, Jason?
Oh, I would never, because I know one of you guys would immediately subscribe, and then all that stuff would be out there anyway.
Oh man, right? Yeah.
Let's see what he's doing with his stuff.
You know what?
Like you, hole.
If someone, I mean, honestly, though, like if Jason came to us and was like, "Hey, guys, I'm branching out. I'm doing this
OnlyFans."
Like we could never. I would never want to. I don't even want to know
what he's doing.
No.
No, my God, no.
Like. Because I just...
Okay,
I understand.
Honestly, our company is all about us being active.
I think they'd be thrilled.
On digital.
I don't know if they'd be thrilled.
You don't think?
I don't know.
If one of us started an OnlyFans...
Maybe if we did like an OnlyFans through our own website.
Right, we couldn't promote it on the show.
Be against.
Yeah. We'd be given OnlyFans
the money.
I wonder
if there's a clause about nude websites in our contract.
There's certain things they don't like us to post.
Yeah, that's true. Maybe you wouldn't want to see Dave's goatsy.
I think what would have to happen is you'd have to set up the account, and then it would start to take off, and they would see dollar signs, and then they'd be like, oh, I think we need to get our fingers in some of this.
Yeah.
Hopefully not literally.
No, pun intended.
Yeah, I guess it would have to be something that was able to be monetarily capitalized
on. So we'd have to split our goatsy money with the company?
You want to still work?
These are all things to discuss in contracts.
Yeah, they are. Yes, they are.
So if I decide to do nudes, is that totally cool to you guys? Weird. You never know. Someone said the Dan Dangler is a prime example.
Yeah.
Does anyone know what that means?
She's a local streamer on Twitch who got huge. She was huge in like the Call of Duty world. She's like one of the first female captains in one of their big tournaments and stuff. Great streamer and everything, but now she does more... risque type stuff. She's not as focused on the gaming and stuff. It's more like in real life, hot tub streams. I think she's got a couple different ways you can subscribe to some of her other accounts.
Yeah.
Okay.
Not that I've seen any of them.
Sure. Right.
but I think what happens there is, so like even if you get some kind of fame playing a certain video game, the video games eventually fizzle out. So like your top 10 or whatever in this certain video game that everyone wants to see, and you do incredible and you get an audience, and then it's like, hey, now no one wants to watch anyone play that video game anymore. What do you do?
How do you get people?
You know,
someone said the Cash Me Outside girl still hasn't popped a nipple out, so she's not. She may be doing risque stuff on OnlyFans, but she hasn't done it.
Oh, I didn't know. I had no idea.
Yeah, I'm not sure either, but also, like, she's the Catch Me Outside girl. Like, she's probably got such a huge following, it'll take some time before, you know, I'm sure the timer's still ticking down, but also the timer of her relevancy of people wanting to see her nipples is also going down, if that makes sense.
Yeah, I do think your relevance has a effect on the nudity timer. Like, how relevant you are.
So if you're still popular,
so if you're like Jennifer Aniston, she would never have to get nude because she has such a...
But then why? What would she do on there? Like, what would be...
She would never go on.
No, she would never go on there. She doesn't have to.
Say, like, something someone like that. What could they offer...
Megan Fox.
...that you would pay for?
Post outtakes of some of your sexy scenes from other movies, you know,
just even completely just be, original content,
be candid, you know, bikini shots or
God,
whatever.
I'm not into anyone that much that I'd pay. to see non-new.
Yeah, but I think other people are. Like, I think that's like the new generation that's coming in. I believe like that's what they do. That's what they enjoy.
Yeah,
like,
and also
to them,
I think
$5 to $10 to see a babe in a bikini and maybe get a personal message. To
the
them,
way it is,
it.
The way it is now too is that I believe a lot of it is free. So you sign up. You follow, say you want to follow Megan Fox or you want to follow Britney Spears. And then Britney would then release a photo album that says, got crazy last night in the bathtub with myself. And then it would say, unlock for $8. So the question is, are you feeling, is it that time to spend your $8 on that? Or is it not? And I think that's what it's quickly becoming that, where it's like a place you go for a la carte nudes.
That's a great way to put it, a la carte.
Yeah.
So there you go, Jason. You'd have to do a la carte nudes if you really wanted to make the money. So
you can put up free videos of you flexing, and then you can
And then say, oh, man, things got wild at the basketball court last night.
I had to pull out the Jew horn.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, I've given it up, but thanks for the ideas.
Yeah,
no worries.
Rate Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
You know, if James's life had taken a different path, this could have been him. A 41-year-old guy in Wales named Andy Curry got addicted to Pepsi.
Oh, man, I feel his pain. Mm-hmm. I love it so much.
Mm-hmm. In fact, his addiction cost him $700 a month.
Whoa.
Wow.
Just on Pepsi.
It's a lot of Pepsi.
That's a lot.
Oh, my God.
He works at a grocery store, just like James used to, so he had easy access. He got hooked on it 20 years ago when you would have been working at a grocery store.
That's when my addiction started.
He's been drinking it all day ever since then. 10 liters of Pepsi a day.
Wow.
$8,600 a year or $700 a month on just Pepsi.
Is he in great shape?
Yeah, how disgusting is this guy?
Is he in great shape?
Yeah, he'll be dead soon.
How many teeth does he have?
He's got to look like, he's fat. But I thought he was going to look like that dude that gets covered in toxic waste at the end of RoboCop. Mm-hmm,
just skin falling off.
His skin is gray.
Yeah.
That's that way.
Right?
My skin.
Come on, his skin is gray.
Moderation, a little bit's okay for you, not
the
that
the problem
much.
Is, it's not even diet. I mean, he's going full octane, all the sugar.
He realized he needed help when his weight kept ticking up. He passed the 250-pound mark.
Me too, buddy.
His doctor worried about diabetes.
Mm-hmm.
He's consumed 220,000 cans of Pepsi, the equivalent of 7 million cubes of sugar.
7 million cubes.
Do you know
sugar?
how hard it is to do 7 million of anything?
1 million of anything is impressive, might not be the correct term, but wow.
The thing is like Pepsi was just hoping that this dude looked better than this. When they saw that,
they were like, oh no. He's a gray man.
Don't you think they knew?
Skin is gray.
They knew.
They're like, this guy drinks a million Pepsis a year or whatever.
So how did he kick his habit? Because he's just kicked it. Hypnotist. Hmm. One session.
That's it.
He did one session with a hypnotist, and he says they knocked it out of his system. He has no idea what they did, but after that, he doesn't ever want Pepsi again.
You know,
and he didn't even do it in person. He did it on a Zoom.
Yeah, see, okay, so the thing that I've realized about myself is that, well, number one, I'm a very stubborn person. And as long as I trick myself into activating the stubborn part of myself, I can stick to something for an incredibly long period of time.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that as long as I was in the right scenario and I paid money, and went to a hypnotist, and they were like, you'll never drink Pepsi again. The stubbornness of myself might get activated by that. And I'm like, nope, I'm done. Nope, I did that, and I'm done. And it could work.
They did that to me. You'll never drink Pepsi again. I'm like, well, I never have, so there's no big deal.
Oh, yeah. You're like, of course I won't.
Disgusting.
I dare you.
Gross.
It's the choice of my generation.
Yes.
It's true.
Yours and yours alone.
Sweet, delicious.
After the session, he drank his first glass of water in 20 years. Oh, he didn't have a glass of water.
How was he alive?
You have to drink some water from time to time.
There's some water in Pepsi, you know.
Yes, I've used the same argument. Yeah, I've used the same argument.
I use it every day with my wife's like, why don't you drink some water?
Yeah.
Because I like Pepsi, okay?
And he's dropped 40 pounds since then.
Just, see, that's the thing. If you drink that much pop and you just stop drinking pop, you're gonna do okay.
Yeah.
Now we switch to Guinness.
Well, somehow, hey, boy.
Oh, man. That was him before.
Big mistake.
That's him now.
Okay.
Still looks quite as great, but.
Well, that's the one thing, you know, like, he just did it for so long.
Someone said, dude, I feel the story. I used to drink 6 Monsters a day. It cost me $800 a month just for Monster Energy drink. Which I would assume is way worse for you than Pepsi.
And all that caffeine.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah. Yeah, Monster, I mean, it's got a lot of stuff going on in it.
It's a hell of a budget just on a drink.
Makes me feel great.
I was on a kick for a while that I was trying to convince Andy to stop with energy drinks because I read all the warnings about them. Like, Andy, dude, you really got to get that out.
Well, Andy was drinking the high octane.
I was drinking stuff that they were like, this is killing people.
Yeah.
They were like, don't drink this. For sure kills people.
Like the jet fuel.
Many new stories about it.
Yeah.
That's what I like doing. Yeah. And I was like, I might as well double up. That's how I'm going to do it.
Yeah. I can't take just one.
Yeah.
If I could have tested Andy's blood back then and he would have been had jet fuel inside like Miles
Teller.
Yeah, that's true.
Those things were cracky. I can't believe that's how early it was.
Now you're just on the Starbucks.
Well, I got that. I do the coffee, the cold brew.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
You
seem to like those.
You know, it still kind of gives you a kick, but it's just not giving you the jitteriness. You know, like that. And then I got another one that has natural caffeine.
Oh, that's my newest thing.
It's refreshing.
Cool.
It's light.
Organic?
It's crisp. It's got natural ingredients. I don't know about the organic nature of it, but it's... Yeah, the whole thing is caffeine is natural. It's naturally occurring caffeine, like you'd find in coffee.
Yeah. Now you changed your ways. Good to see.
Well, it's a big shift.
No, when I read the warnings of the product Andy was drinking,
Amber,
I got to talk to him. He's going to just start wetting himself. And like there was all these crazy warnings.
There was like 3 paragraphs of warnings. They were like, don't even look at this stuff. I don't. The warning on the bottle basically was like, I can't believe you bought it.
Seriously, I was just going to say the bottle itself, the can itself was like, don't you even dream of drinking more than half of this can.
Right.
And he drank they put a line on the can to like let you know, like, if you go past this line, you're as good as dead.
Yep. There was like a gauge on it.
Yeah.
And I remember having to like doing the show with you guys and watching my gauge. I'm like, ooh, I think I might be one or two pitter-patters away from it. But yeah, I had to
cut back.
Yeah, more natural.
Good to hear. Yeah, this dude cut back too, and I think it's, you know, saving his life. Down 40 pounds.
That's good.
Kicked his, just a little Zoom hypnotism did it.
See, to me though, there's nothing better than like a carbonated.
Oh, it's the best.
Drink.
Especially if it's hot, even when doing some yard work.
Oh my God.
Nothing hits that spot like an ice cold Pepsi.
See, like that's the thing where a lot of people be outside doing lawn work and whatever, and they want that like ice cold beer. That's not what I want. I want some kind of...
because I like the sweetness.
Like Coke Zero.
Yeah, like the beer to me, it's like bitter. Okay, I can drink a beer or whatever if I want to, you know, tie one off. But like if I'm doing yard work and I'm like, or like even playing sports, if I'm hot and sweaty, I want like something sweet and carbonated. Like I love the bubbles. I love the sweetness. I'm getting excited just thinking about it.
You know what? And it's so funny. I got a look just the other day. I was out for lunch with my son and I'm like, I'll take like a Diet Coke. And I said, oh, sorry, we just have Diet Pepsi. Is that okay? And I said, no.
He said, I'm leaving.
And the guy went, oh, really? Like, yeah, I'm not a big fan of Diet Pepsi. It's okay. I'll just have a water. And he just kind of gave me a look like,
what? Yeah, because no one says that. Everyone just takes the diet.
I don't just accept it. So I'd just rather
Dave's
have...
like, no, go to hell.
Damn you.
Damn you to hell.
Back, like, oh, we got Mr. Coca-Cola.
Yeah, it's like,
spinach is water.
Mr. Coca-Cola.
I'm like, was that weird? I only drink
Diet Coke.
I got a little guy, boys.
I mean, Coke Zero is the way to go, but if they didn't have that, then I would have went Diet Coke.
Yeah.
I didn't even have any
Everyone's
Coke
got their life. Zeros now, though.
Yeah.
I am really glad that it's moved through all the other... drinks.
Yeah,
it's been a game changer.
Mm-hmm.
Some are better than others, though.
Yeah, I agree.
Jen Begakis got more than she bargained for when she ordered a comfy leather chair from Amazon. When the chair arrived, she opened the box and found a confusing addition to her order. A vial of blood.
Oh, that's no good. That's not what I want. I was hoping for cocaine.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
On Twitter, she said she was at a loss of words and was terrified and confused. Amazon has been contacted about the disturbing addition to her order. The company says the issue has been expedited to top priority, although they have no current explanation how a vial of blood could have gotten in with her leather chair.
How that would happen.
A worker? It's got to be a worker, right? Had it for some reason and dropped it in?
Yeah, like whose blood am I taking home?
Carrying around blood?
I don't know. I'm not sure.
You know what I mean?
You can't.
Is there any at-home blood tests you do? Not like that. Not that much of
drawing your own blood?
That looks like something straight out of the doctor's office.
Okay, so that's what we ordered.
Yeah, like that's a vial of blood.
Like it's got the connection that connects to the thing where they stick your arm and it goes right, you know, that purple cap?
Yep.
Strange.
Super strange.
I had an Amazon box and all had, on the outside of it, somebody wrote joke. What does that mean?
You don't know?
It was better than a vial of blood, but it was still strange.
You know what they do? They do something weird like that. They write stuff on, because I've had groceries that are marked with weird stuff, like weird words, and I'm like, what is going on? I'm like about to lose my mind because of
this.
I think it's how they organize who picks up what. I think they have like code name joke.
So I got joke.
You got joke. Yeah, like maybe
like,
that.
I was like, what's the joke here? About
well, I
my-
wonder, was it, maybe it was a driver or something that his, like...
It's little, jokes run?
Yeah, it's like jokes run.
So they give them names like fighter pilots? They all
I feel like I hope so, and if they do...
It's like Top Gun.
Awesome. Yeah.
Amazon is Top Gun.
They do, because I, like, when
joke,
I would be like...
Your arms are up.
So who are you?
Barfly! Get down here!
I forget what mine said, but it was like phrases. It was like,
I want to know if this is a thing.
I don't know. Someone tell me.
Do
if anyone out there knows.
Amazon drivers
know.
Have
why did it say
fighter pilot type nicknames.
I feel 1,000 times cooler if I had a fighter pilot nickname.
Oh my God, yeah. I'll be honest. I'd be flying in that thing.
It was for the like Whole Foods.
Oh yeah,
that I
yeah.
So I figured
yeah,
that was
that.
How they.
I'm sure that
it,
I'm sure
say?
That's what it is.
I can't remember. I wish I could remember. It was like it had something to do with ice or snow or something. And I was like,
what a
snowball! I was like, oh my God! I was like, it's just groceries. So it's got to be something. And then I didn't think about it anymore. But thank you just saying that. I'm like,
you know, it just came back.
Crazy.
Weird.
They put their aviators on. They get behind the wheel of that Amazon.
Dude, I'm telling you.
Snowball. Thinking of all the people that doing all the stuff. My Amazon stuff.
Fully loaded, Snowball. Locked and loaded. Ready to deliver. You're running
Roger
a little behind,
that.
Though. You're running a little behind. Need to pick up some time, Snowball. These people need the packages. Stop with the hand signs. It's
call
just
the
a
ball.
Regular vehicle.
Roger, ball.
But it's only happened once.
We're going ballistic. Oh, you got Lisa Way on the route. Lisa Way, she's got four deliveries today. Make sure they're on time.
I will. She's got a dog that wants to kill me.
Watch out for Douglas.
I will.
I swear to God, I had an Amazon driver that looked like Kenny Loggins the other day, too.
Oh, my God. Uh-oh.
Well, that might be Kenny Loggins.
He hasn't done too much.
That's what he's up to. That actually may have been the actual Kenny Loggins.
The man formerly known as Kenny Loggins.
Kenny?
Here's your groceries.
Yeah.
Subscribe now to Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play. Uh-oh. Another bitch is tripping.
Yes?
Sorry, I just realized it didn't print correctly. But what would a woman do to you that would make you climb on the roof to get away from her?
Nothing.
What if she stabbed you in the ass with a knife?
Well, I mean, maybe.
I think this is even worse. She stabbed this dude in the ass with a butter knife. Oh, I think that would hurt more than a nice sharp knife.
Yeah.
To really force it to get it in there.
You'd probably be surprised just how easy it goes in.
Oklahoma City police say a woman stabbed a man in the buttocks with a butter knife the other day. According to police, stabbing took place in the 4,000 block of Apple Valley Drive in Oklahoma City. Woman stabbed a man in his buttocks with a butter knife, causing him to climb up on top of the roof in an effort to get away from her. And there's where this happened here.
It's a rough roof to climb on.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It sure is. I mean,
the biggest,
longest roof you've ever seen.
The man was injured in the stabbing, police say.
Well, yeah. Yeah.
No indication yet whether the woman was arrested in connection to the stabbing.
I don't think a butter knife would be worse than a sharp knife, though.
I just think it'd be, like, harder to get in. It wouldn't be, like,
I don't even know.
I think you don't really even realize just how easy it would be
to pierce my ass cheeks,
pierce your skin with any kind of
sharp object.
Take a pen. You could take a dull, broken pencil. It's going in. You swing it hard enough, it's going in.
That's all we know about this story.
Yeah, so I guess they're still trying to figure out whether or not this dude started it, or it was like some kind of defense, and she took it to the next level, and then he had to run to the roof.
Just decided not to press charges,
right?
But no mugshots, no IDs on anyone in this story yet. But something went wrong.
Yeah. You're climbing a roof, running away. Look, I know I'm in hand-to-hand combat. I can't climb on a roof.
Got to protect your butter booty.
Yeah, exactly.
I thankfully can never see myself having to scale a roof to get away from Amber. You know,
right,
I'm
exactly.
not in that kind of relationship.
Right.
Some guys right now could be thinking, oh, yeah, I could see that.
Oh, yeah.
All right, if you're with someone who you know...
Yeah, there's plenty of guys that know.
I'm trying to picture Dave climb up on the roof with flip-flops on. Like trying to climb up the gutter or some sort of like flower trellis. Trying to get up on the roof and his flip-flops getting stuck.
Wouldn't be ideal, James.
No.
Wouldn't be ideal. But you gotta try and save your own life, I guess.
That's it.
You don't know if she's gonna stab your ass. What else is she gonna stab?
I'm assuming that she... Do you think she just went for the ass? Or was she just stabbing the closest thing?
I wonder if he was climbing and so she was...
Oh, got stabby that way.
Like he was already fleeing.
You don't even still... I mean, I know getting stabbed in the ass is probably the best place to be stabbed.
I think so.
But you still don't want to.
No, you don't. I don't want to be stabbed
still
anywhere on my person.
Yeah.
Ethan's in Naples.
Hey, guys.
Hey, what's
up,
Ethan?
You want to speak to the stabbing with a butter knife situation?
Yeah, years ago when we were kids, one of my sisters, she's a bit of psychotic, she stabbed my other sister in the stomach because she was sitting in her spot on the couch.
Oh, yeah.
And, it took a trip to the hospital. She had to get, like, 15 stitches up her stomach because when she stabbed her, it ripped her open pretty good.
Oh,
I remember
God.
This. Very.
And it was a butter knife?
Yeah. Yeah, it was a butter knife. Well, she was my oldest sister that got stabbed. She was, like, 12, and the other sister was 9.
Oh, my goodness.
Stabbed her with a knife when she was 9, yeah.
How has their relationship been since that, when one sister tries to gut the other?
Well, it wasn't that good, I can tell you that. Mm-hmm. And none of us are really on speaking terms, except for me and the one that got stabbed. So that pretty much sums it up, eh?
Yeah, it does.
For sure.
Yep.
All right, Ethan, thanks, man. Yeah. Holy hell.
When you got a lot of stabbing in your family, it's like it's not the dream. It's not the dream family relationship. You were hoping for, Dave. Everybody got through it okay, though.
Yeah, everyone. You guys all get together in the holidays.
How's Thanksgiving?
Well, I just wanted to know. 9 and 12. Lots of things change.
I know.
But keep an eye on that.
Well,
girl that gutted. Keep an eye out.
Probably too late.
What's up here is my question.
All right.
In our next story. Several people arrested in a drug house bust in Florida, including one guy that was dressed as a cow. What's Up Here?
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
What is up here?
They made the announcement. I don't know how to say this place, this county. Okeechobee, maybe?
That's it.
Yeah, I think you nailed
That's
it.
That's it? Okay.
I think you nailed it.
Okeechobee County Sheriff's Office made this announcement. Here's the... where'd he go? There he is. There. Oh. That is one of the suspects.
Wow.
Is this because like...
It was him, for sure.
Is
right?
that a sexual thing gone wrong?
You're...
It's just a regular outfit, right?
Yeah.
They seem like pajamas.
Members of the Okeechobee County Sheriff's Office Narcotics Task Force and the Special Response Team served a probable cause narcotics search warrant on a home. They found meth, ammunition, and other drug paraphernalia, leading to the arrest of several people. Richard Bonnell, David Lewis, Lauren Johnson, Monique Rumsley, Carly Lacey, and Kimberly Stein. This dude...
Can I see his feet?
Richard Bonnell. He was charged with possession of ammunition by a convicted felon. Among other charges, he was taken into custody in the cow suit and pink hat.
Do you think that's sexual, James, or is that just... He has a choker
it's,
on.
It's all matching. He's a hat and a choker.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
Might just be how he... Like, you know Joe Exotic? I think we got, like, Bobby Bovine or something here.
Yeah. Like, this
he's
is his
guy.
Thing.
Yeah, like, he's just his really look. Into cows.
Is he's a gay cowman?
I think so.
Yeah.
It looks like he could be one of Joe Exotic's ex-husbands.
Otherwise known as a cowboy.
A rock partner.
I don't...
You know?
Trying to get a closer look at the other mugshots here.
Is he a gay cowman?
He's wearing a pink hat and a pink choker with a heart on it,
it's
right?
just a question I never thought I'd ever hear us ask.
He is a cowman who
yes.
appears to be of just, the fruity persona.
Yes, yes.
He just enjoys eating chocolate pudding.
Yeah. And what were they doing? It was just drugs?
It was a drug house.
It was like a drug house.
But look at these people. That's
him.
That, oh, my God.
You want to call him that to his face?
That's the guy?
That's the dude.
The same guy?
That yes. is the cowman.
He looks so much happier in his cow outfit.
Absolutely, he does. Well, he's so sad they stripped him of his cow outfit.
He's also much less right? threatening than the cow outfit.
Oh, yeah, that's it.
I take back everything I said about you, sir.
Yeah, he's got like
that's an, the same guy.
He's straight as an arrow.
An anarchy symbol on his face, and God knows, was that like a physics thing? What's going on?
Maybe that's the recipe for meth.
Yeah, I don't... Some kind of molecule, maybe.
It's a chemical structure tattooed on his forehead. The compound for... Oh, well, yeah. Someone's trying to be funny. Like, these are... It's... Ooh, quite
yeah,
a bunch.
That's him.
I also think that's a lady's pajama set.
Yeah, but okay. So why is this dude... Yeah.
Well, maybe it is sexual. I don't know.
Right?
Were they making him, like, some... Doing a some kind of, like, sissy thing?
Well, it could be.
You know? Know? Like...
Moo like a cow.
Yeah.
And then come milk you.
Yeah.
Someone said, listen, you get on meth, you get some characters. I've seen gay fellas hanging in drug houses in Speedos. You do what you got to do.
I guess. I mean, maybe that's his look. He's like, I'm irresistible in this.
Moo.
I mean, I'm going to get all the free. I'm glad they brought the tank in for this one.
They brought the tank in. Holy hell. Someone said, seems excessive for a guy in a cow once.
Yeah.
And you are correct.
I mean, that vehicle has a turret.
Oh, look. They put signs up that say this drug house closed.
Oh. Wow.
I didn't know they made signs like that.
I didn't either.
Yeah, that's, I don't know. I like to think that maybe he was... He wasn't ready to answer the door, and he had to quickly throw something on.
Oh.
That's all
so he
had.
He grabbed a cow onesie, a pink choker,
whatever
and a pink
was there.
Hat.
Yeah, imagine that. You're like, this should
you're
be
like,
okay.
Oh, I'll just grab this onesie, and you're like, oh, but.
It's just a law enforcement tank out there. It should be
it doesn't look right if I don't wear the choker. And I have that hat. I'd hate them to see all my tattoos.
Anyone have any shoes? I'll just grab these work boots.
Like, I was worried. I thought he might have, like, some kind of cow hooves on when I couldn't see his feet. And I was like, oh, let's see the feet so that we know whether or not it was, like, a sexual thing. But to me, the boots, the work boots throw it right off. And
his right work boots got pink shoelaces.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Oh, yeah. Come on. He's
getting mad.
Yeah, he's a gay cowman.
This is just his...
this is his cow attire.
Yeah. Yep. Gay cowman.
He's a gay cowman.
Moo.
They're all facing a ton of charges, and they look like quite a bunch.
Well, sure, they're getting after it in there. They hang out with that guy.
Right. Who knows what happens in a meth house?
Nope, we don't know.
I know. Hopefully we never know.
Yeah. Never say never, Dave.
Speaking of meth, another Florida man who was our idiot criminal of the day a while back, he's the dude who gave police two baggies of meth and asked them to test his stash for him.
Okay.
Well, he's going to have to perform community service and refrain from using drugs or alcohol as part of his deal with the cops. 41-year-old Thomas Colucci entered into a pretrial intervention contract that defers his prosecution for possession of meth and drug paraphernalia, but he has to perform 25 hours of community service and pay about $700 in court costs and fees. He's also prohibited from visiting bars and consuming or possessing illegal drugs. He was arrested back in March after calling police to say that he wanted law enforcement to test his meth that he purchased from a drug dealer named JJ, whom he met at a bar near his Tampa home. When cops arrived at his house, he handed over two baggies of meth. After using some of the drug, he said he thought JJ sold him some bad stuff.
Right.
The synthetic meth, not real meth, that he had paid for, and he wanted them to test it. Well, they don't do that. And so then he was in some big trouble.
He's fat for a meth head.
He is. Just the beginnings, huh? He's
starting,
a rookie.
Just starting out. That's why he had to test it. He's just new. Too new for meth.
In fact, by the looks of it, he might have a chance to, like, maybe this has saved him. Maybe. Because he was so
dumb, maybe
he's not all in on the meth yet. You know, because I understand a lot of meth heads give that, like, swear to the judge they're never going to do it again. Right? Like, this guy is like,
but he mustn't have had anything else on his record.
That's the thing.
I mean, it makes no sense to me. This.
Like, I'm like, wow, 25 hours, that's it? $700 and just with a promise you'll never do it again?
So he must just have been dipping his feet
into
the meth waters.
A little dabble.
And realized they're not for him.
Yeah.
That's a crazy thing to just be like, I think, that today's the day I'm going to do some meth.
It'd be like me. That's why I don't dip my feet in, right? Because that's a very Dave thing to do.
What? Oh, because meth has
might be like, I think I've been sold some bad stuff. I better get this tested.
Yep.
You know, meth Dave might think that's the thing to do.
Well, and I'll tell you, if I had fake meth, I'd sell it to Dave in one
you
second.
Bastard.
I'd be like, dude, sell him the fake stuff.
Chuck sold you that fake meth on, Dave.
Yeah.
Well, all I would do is I'd just crush up some allergy meds, and he'd like do whatever with that, and he'd be tripping for a week. We know that.
Yep.
He's like, I've got a boner and I'm paranoid. This meth is working. We could have true Dave story thinking he's on meth. No problem.
I can't deny it.
I know.
It actually did happen to me on Walmart allergy medication.
Yeah.
A dude, a homeless man in Minnesota, was found living with cats in his car.
Yep.
47 cats.
Oh, man. It's like
47 cats.
Oh, my God. They all look the same.
It's horrible.
They do.
We're all brothers and sisters.
The cats were discovered the other day with their owner, who recently became homeless and didn't want to leave the animals behind.
Oh, man.
Unfortunately, with the heat, he recognized it was above and beyond what he was capable of, and he asked for help.
That's good. At least he asked for help.
The owner had been living in the cats in the vehicle for some time, they say, according to the Humane Society. But they realized, with no air conditioning and no home, it wouldn't work.
The cats look surprisingly chill.
Well, they say despite the heat and unsanitary conditions, most of the cats were in pretty good shape.
So they actually, he actually took care of them.
Yeah. There's so many cats, though.
This was at a rest stop. Now, you imagine pulling into a rest stop and there's a dude in a car with 47 cats.
Can I tell you? I wouldn't even notice because I'd be looking straight ahead. I'd walk right by this car of cats.
Trying not to make eye contact with
any of the cats. Oh, I wouldn't be looking at anybody. I would not even notice it until I heard, like, meowing and stuff.
The rest stop was on I-35 in Minnesota, about 50 miles north of Minneapolis. The Humane Society worked quickly and carefully to bring all four dozen animals into their care.
What are they going to do with all those cats?
Ranging in ages from just under a year to 12 years old. They examined each one, provided vaccinations, balanced nutrition, and will spay or neuter as necessary.
Oh, that's good. So they're not going to just put them down.
But here's the thing. He had 14 more living in the car as well. So 61 cats
living in this car. He showed up with the 47 or whatever.
He had previously given 14 away.
Oh.
But he still had 47.
Wow. Well, the cats just have a lot of kittens, and obviously none of them were.
It just kind of shows you how many stray cats there are.
Yeah.
So many of them, I guess.
This is like, what is that, a Ford Escape?
I don't know.
It's something like that.
Smaller SUV.
Yeah. Not a lot of room.
Definitely not enough room for 47 cats or 61 that he had just a short time ago. Dear God. That'd be claustrophobic.
So you think so when he had a home, you think he had all these cats?
I don't think
so. That's when it...
That's what it said. That he had the cats that he was just recently homeless.
Oh, my God. Those were his cats?
Those are his cats.
I thought he just, befriended them.
No, he lived in a house with 61 cats and then lost his house and decided just to live...
Something's wrong with him.
Long before he lost his house, he had 61 cats, right? There was something
else. That's the reason why he lost his house.
Yes.
Yeah, that's a weird thing. It's almost like an addiction or something. These people...
Yeah.
A couple of cats and then.
Well, you know, it's funny, but even with my fish, every once in a while you'll have a couple fish that get together and do their thing. And then all of a sudden you have these fish babies. And in the fishing world, a lot of it is you had those babies, you feed them to other fish. That's incredibly difficult to decide to do is what I've decided. It's very hard. Now I've done it. It's just part of the deal. But man, oh man, you can see how you don't want, you have these little things there, but quickly it can get out of control if you don't take care of it. And that's what is happening with these cats.
I love puppies.
Oh, what the hell? Did I do that? I don't think so.
I don't know.
Something happened.
Yeah.
There's only two people that could have done it.
Yeah.
I didn't appear to be touching anything.
I don't know.
I love puppies, but I'm not going to have 50 of them.
I know. I won't even have more than two. I keep getting it. Every time a dog is seen by Stella, she wants another dog. I'm like, no. You get two.
Amber's pretty much become the same.
Yeah.
I have to stop her from getting
every dog she sees, dogs. She ends up wanting.
Well, tell me you just have to do like fish. You got to feed the other dogs to another animal.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's then terrible. You can get the new dog.
Yeah, then it's you'll stop.
In science news, in a pinch, could you be able to breathe through your butt?
I hope so. Please. I believe that there is something they were working on with butt breathing.
I've been trying it all my life, and I haven't gotten to work. No matter how much time I spend face down in the pool.
They were.
Sounds familiar.
Yeah.
We don't like to think about the fact there's a large worm-like organ inside our abdomens, but your intestines stretch for roughly 15 feet inside your body, winding a path between your stomach and your rectum. Despite being among the creepiest of your internal organs, they do play a crucial role in your everyday life, taking up nutrients from the food you eat and ridding your body of waste. But can they help you breathe?
Hey, wait a sec. I think I remember what the other thing was about. It was if you were
underwater
and choking and they pulled you out, they'd shove something in your butt that would help you to breathe for a few seconds or something. Was that what it
something
was?
Something like that. Something was water.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's nerve-wracking because that's, again, it's just like the whole clothing situation and thinking that everybody's going to have to wear that kind of clothes. It's like, oh, why are they working on butt breathing?
Exactly.
Why?
Because of the pollution.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
That means they need to figure it out.
Yeah.
Getting the oxygen needed for survival is achieved through various processes. Insects gather oxygen through holes in their bodies. Some animals can breathe through their butts. Turtles slow their metabolism, get most of their oxygen through their cloaca.
Huh? That's a cloaca. I don't know.
I bet I snore through my butt. I'll have to get
a
CPAP.
That's not snoring.
Yeah.
It basically is their CPAP. Butt.
Yeah.
It's a cavity at the end of their digestive tract.
So they breathe through their butts.
They do in the winter to slow their metabolism.
Nice.
They've proven that mice and pigs are capable of doing this under the right conditions. But humans, they say, might have the same capability.
So you're saying, like, the winter months may induce you, Dave, to start breathing through your butt? That'd
I'm
be amazing.
Slow stuff
yeah,
down.
You just
slow it down.
No, I can't take it. I started breathing through my butt yesterday, trying to go to sleep.
I hate winter. This hasn't been tested on humans yet. Scientists suggest it might serve as an effective alternative respiration technique when conventional methods don't work. It's also possible that introducing high levels of oxygen in your ass could have a negative impact. Mm-hmm. That's a secondary concern if you can't breathe.
Right. So it could screw you up, but at the same time, it might keep you alive for a little while longer or keep your brain functioning a little while longer while they're working on you or...
Further testing is needed to determine if ass breathing could be an effective life-saving tool in people.
It's just amazing that someone is like, they're obsessed with ass breathing. Like, obsessed with it. Like, it's all they think about it all day, all night.
If someone was dying and that's the only way you could bring them back.
Well, I'm not giving mouth-to-ass resuscitation. I guess depending.
It's the acceptable form of ATM.
Yeah. I had to do it to save him.
It was your own ass.
James, get off the floor.
He's out. He's out.
Oh, my God. What happened?
I can't reach James.
His airway's blocked. Every day, Chuck, his airway is blocked again.
I got cookies and stuff in my airway, so you got to breathe through my... You got to put air in my butt. Oh, feeling better.
You can talk amazingly well for choking.
For someone who can't breathe.
I'm trying to... That's even better. I'm feeling a little bit of oxygen. I think I'm getting some oxygen in the bloodstream now.
Oh, yeah.
Wow, he's just alive again. He's alive again.
I think you're reviving me.
Yeah.
Almost.
Yeah, something's happening up here.
My nipples are getting hard.
What is that?
Okay.
Well, that's not the only thing that's getting hard.
James is dairy air.
Yeah, dairy air.
I like
that. That'd be the device that you would shove in.
The
like
dairy air.
The dairy air.
Right up there.
And then it lets you breathe for a few more minutes.
I think you got to put your lips right on it to really make it work.
That's better.
I do the circle tongue thing.
They say, listen, it's great work because if a respiratory disease knocks us on our asses and our lungs are bottoming out, we may need to consider ass air.
I wonder if it was COVID that was the reason that we were talking about
probably.
This.
Probably. A lot
like
of people were having
stuff.
Respiratory issues, right?
And because there was some reason why we went right to ass breathing.
That's probably it.
Yeah.
Honestly, like that makes sense.
Yep. And we were like, God, how can we breathe through our asses? And there's someone out there right now, probably a team of people. They've got
working
a big whiteboard and they're drawing asses. And
yep. They're like, if we don't get... Figure out how to get people to breathe out their asses, we're as good as gone.
Yep.
Listen, I would be creeped out giving regular mouth-to-mouth. I'm not doing ATM.
I'm with you.
Okay.
I'm with you. I don't know. It'd have to be Megan Fox. Yeah. It'd have to be...
You guys could save my life.
Well, yeah, James. I mean, I would do it for James.
Yeah. I'm just going to lay on this floor here and...
Yeah, no.
I'd have
be
to
alive.
Find a straw or something.
Well, that's not bad. Yeah.
Yeah.
And first even find a still, straw. What
make
a
sure
wild time.
Make sure it's a big straw.
Long straw.
Real girthy. Yeah.
Those really tall ones.
I'd get like a snorkel for you, James.
Even better.
Yeah.
Give me the big snorkel.
Yeah, put it in my mouth.
It's just not something you ever imagine.
No. But also, just the story, like, oh, hey, did you guys hear Chuck save James yesterday?
Oh, my God, amazing. How'd he do it?
He had to blow air right in his ass, like, for what seemed like 15 minutes.
That took longer than normal.
He was really good at it. I'm surprised for him, like, saying it was his first time.
Like, it'd be such a thing.
He was really good at it.
It'd be such a thing to save a man's life.
You'd have to tell that person never to speak of it.
It'd be such a thing. But then also, what you've gone through.
I'm taking it straight to the news.
Yeah.
I'm going straight to the news. I want to honor my hero friend who saved my life by blowing air in my butt.
Rebecca's with us. Rebecca, as an EMT, what's your thought on this?
So, yes, I am an EMT. So the day that we have to start intubating through the butt or breathing for someone through the butt, I'm quitting my job.
I get it. I understand.
I quit this bitch.
Yeah. Rebecca, you can save my life. My life is on the line, Rebecca. It's just a couple of minutes.
Yeah. Still no, Rebecca.
No. It's a no.
Yeah, it's a no.
I hope Rebecca's not on the call when I'm
dying. At least
dying.
They would have, you know, like, the thing is, you know, they've got that thing that goes over people's, like, mouth and nose, and they get to squeeze it, which I think is so much nicer than having to do the mouth-to-mouth.
Oh, yeah.
They would just design one of those.
Hey, one that looks like a donger? Like,
yeah.
It's a butt plug. It doesn't have to look like a donger.
It'll look like a butt plug then.
Yeah.
You know?
Right, because they have the...
A rigged one.
My buddy's a firefighter, and in his car, he always has one of those, right?
Yeah, like a little respirator or whatever that thing
and
is.
And a mouth. Yeah, that you don't have to actually make direct lip-to-lip contact.
Oh, okay.
Anyone. You just put it in their mouth and you
blow. Oh, wow. That, so there's something like that.
Yeah. He was telling me about that. If he ever, you know, if he's on his personal time, ever comes across that, he'll just grab it from his car so he can do mouth-to-mouth so he doesn't, because, you know.
Yeah, I get it.
Stuff going around these days.
I know.
I forget what it's called, though.
Oh, mouth-to-anus was the first thing that came up. It did. When you went mouth-to...
Anus.
It was a mouth to anus.
Yep. Like, I think about his is something history. That's like a rescue breather.
Oh, that's interesting.
Kind of thing here, because his isn't as big as that. It's a tiny little thing.
Yeah, watch. Go back and erase. Keep erasing and then go. So go to mouth. Now start typing mouth to mouth. Oh, well, maybe now that you went to one, it's not going to do
it's
it.
Not going to.
That's what you want.
It knows
what you want, yeah. No, it's all there. Yeah, so.
Mouth to anus pathway. What does that mean?
I don't know, but.
If you ever see that on a map, don't.
I guess it would be the internal everything. Like, you eat food and then it goes out. So that whole pathway. That's what that must be.
Oh, I see.
Your food.
People want to see it.
Yeah.
Go on through you.
Yeah.
Yeah, yes. So they need to come up with, they have the device that you can do regular CPR, but they don't have the device that you can do anal CPR.
No.
Quick, grab the butt trumpet.
Oh, I took a drink. That was real risk.
Oh, no.
I almost got the spit.
Whew. You know I don't.
So there's no ass-to-mouth life-saving in our near future, I believe.
No.
No, but
they're working on it.
But they're working on
their
it.
Work.
Way to kill the dream, Dave.
I know, I'm sorry. Well, if they ask for human volunteers, I'll put
my name in the hat, and if they have any recommendations of techniques to practice training to breathe through your butt, let me know.
Yeah.
I got
I will say, if I couldn't breathe, and they shoved like a tube up and just cranked that whole area full of oxygen and it made you live, yeah, you're like, hey,
you're saying your ass is open for that.
Yes, of course it is. Yeah. Much more stuff too, but
I get you to sign a legal document that says that.
Yeah.
Next time you're passed out, you wake up.
Like, what?
The next time you're supposed to help pull weeds, just claim you've developed a deeply rooted fear of dirt.
I hate dirt.
I shouldn't tell my kids this.
Yeah.
A new survey on phobias asked people about what fears they have, how intense they are, and how irrational and invasive they seem. They asked about more than 30 phobias. 83% of Americans have at least one phobia.
Hmm.
I don't have one.
You have not a single phobia?
I don't think I have I mean, what's a phobia?
Like, give some examples.
Okay, 30% are afraid of snakes. 28%.
I mean, I'm afraid of snakes, but I don't have
you wouldn't run out of this whole,
fear
whole
of them.
Room. You just stay away from them.
Yeah.
You wouldn't
one was brought in
one.
Here. I didn't like it. I was uncomfortable.
But a snake slithering right around the door there.
Yeah, I would leave.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't be, have a breakdown over it, I guess.
28% are scared of heights.
See, to me, the only thing that's probably close to this is the fear of falling. I don't want to be near the edge of a building.
Would you call that a phobia?
That's why I wonder. It's like, is it a phobia or is it just like self-preservation? Like my brain says, no, idiot, don't go there. And also I get a weird feeling when someone else decides to do it.
Well, you definitely change. Like your whole demeanor changed. We filmed a video where we got up on the roof and we were like goofing around on the roof a little bit. His whole demeanor changed the second we set foot out there.
We have the exact same thing going on. Balconies, like when my kids are on balconies or even when we were on a cruise and they were out on the balcony of the cruise, I don't like it. Same thing. It's a falling thing. It's not. I can be totally high as long as I'm enclosed. I'm fine.
Some people can horse around right at the edge of a building and they know, like, oh, I'm not going to fall. I feel like I'm not going to fall. I'm fine. I can horse around. I don't want anyone doing anything like that near the edge of a building if I'm around. You want to do all that? I got to go.
Oh, like his dad's instincts kicked right in because I was over near the edge clowning around. He's like, James, get over here, honey. Honey, we got to film this video. Get away from the edge. Let's figure out what we're going to do so we get the hell off this roof.
Yeah.
I'm like, man, what a buzzkill.
Yeah.
We're up here dressed like goats.
But I'm the same.
We were dressed like goats.
Aiden sat on a chair at the edge of a balcony and I literally like yanked him off the chair.
Yep.
I can't. Something takes over me. I don't like it at all.
Like at like little parties or whatever, and they've been inside of like hotel rooms and might be up and people have access to like a balcony and people be just sitting up on like the railing and I'm like, all right, I gotta go.
You got nervous at the fake Eiffel Tower in Vegas.
I don't like that.
Oh, that's right.
I don't like that at all.
He wouldn't because we went to the
edge to take a picture. Do you know how many fat people have been on that thing? It's just waiting to crack.
Stop it.
It's just, well, when it happens one day, just remember.
But it's not, is it debilitating?
Well, obviously no, because I was able to.
You did it.
You know, I was able to do it. But it's like if I had a choice, and that's what I'm saying, like, is it just, is that self-preservation and not like someone brings a cotton ball into the room and you're like, ah!
Right, like on Maury.
You know what I mean?
Right, I loved that episode. 24% said spiders. 23% it's public speaking. 21% are afraid of disease. Like any kind of disease. Dwayne, your dad dealt with this, right? What was it for him?
Ripcord. Years ago, my sister and I and my father, we went to visit the Grand Canyon, and it was before they had like the barrier. I mean, you could walk right to the edge. I thought, like, this is kind of ridiculous, you know. So I'm walking to the edge, and my dad, he's a private pilot, or he was. He's old now, and I never thought of him being afraid of heights. And he literally flipped out when I was like walking toward the edge. He would come within 50 feet of it, and he wigged right out.
But he was fine in a plane.
Me too, though.
Yes. Yes, and it's kind of like I have a little bit. If I have my hands on something and I don't think I'm going to fall, I'm good. But if I have to balance myself in the exact same scenario, I'm not comfortable. I don't flip out, but I'm not comfortable. And I think he was the same way. He was sitting in a chair within a structure. He was fine, you know?
And to me, that's
anything
it.
Anything where he wasn't restrained, forget it.
All right, dude, thanks for calling in. Yeah, that I can see that because I'm the same. I can fly. As I said, like I can be on the tallest roller coaster in the world. And as long as I'm secure, I feel secure in it. I'm good.
Right. But, and that's why I know it's not a fear of heights. It is a fear of falling.
Right. Because I went up at the, you know, what used to be the Sears Tower or whatever in Chicago, and they have these big glass boxes built out of the side of it now. And I couldn't go in there. Like, because you can see right down.
Oh.
I couldn't go in it. My kids went in it. My wife went in it. But I couldn't bring myself to go in it.
Oh.
If it's solid around me, I don't like just a guardrail and an edge, you know?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I want nets and all of the saving devices.
Someone said, I have a phobia of those drop mailboxes. I used to have to drop mail off from my parents as a kid, and there was always a wasp in there. I had to fight it off to get mail into the slot.
That's weird.
That would suck. You got to get you some wasp spray.
My kid's other house, they have like in their mailbox, which is at the front of the yard.
It has like a spot, you know, like you pull the thing down, you put your mail in, but underneath the way these things were designed, it was like, I don't know if like newspapers or something used to be put in a little square opening.
Okay.
But these swallows have moved in. They move in every year. They come and make their home in there. And if you get close, they will F you up. They dive bomb you.
They're protecting their babies,
yeah,
right?
So fast. But yeah, they, so I mean, there's a hesitation going near that thing, but I'm not cottonballing it.
If you have an extreme phobia of something we haven't heard about, not the average stuff, okay? And it's got to be extreme. So extreme and something we haven't heard about. 1-855-954-6969. You can call us. 1-855-954-6969 or text us at 46969. So more common stuff that made the list, 30% are afraid of snakes, 28% scared of heights, 24% said spiders, 23% have that fear of public speaking, and 21% disease. But some strange stuff, 6% have a fear of dogs. That's understandable. Some are big and aggressive.
By a dog, I can see that.
Yeah. Amber grew up, believe it or not, Amber grew up with a fear of dogs.
Sure.
You know, finally, and now she's the complete opposite. Now she's putting bow ties on dogs. And,
right,
you know,
but do you think that's why she didn't want a big dog, though?
I think so.
Because I know, like, Rowan has never really been comfortable with big dogs, but like with little Harold, like he like loves little Harold, but it wasn't the same like with Hershey and with my Doberman.
So he was afraid of Anku when
a
Anku
little
was
bit
around?
Yeah,
but he never had any kind of incident with a dog.
No,
so
he just never really trust
him.
He just doesn't really trust a bigger dog, I think.
3% have a fear of bright lights.
Bright lights,
that's really weird.
I mean, I guess maybe at the worst time, but
I'd go to a baseball game.
I don't know.
What's your bright light fear?
Like, it's a phobia.
The dentist is a bright. I mean, like where's?
Yeah, there are. And they got to shine that in your face. 2% have a foot phobia.
Like they're scared of them.
Yeah,
I don't like most feet.
I know you don't,
but I'm not like terrified of them.
That's what I mean. So like, that's the difference.
2% are deathly afraid of dirt. Maybe that's a buried alive thing.
I don't know. I think it's just
like
this
extreme
kind
of germaphobes, maybe.
Yeah, like this stuff is just your little borderline, you know.
Emma's with us in New Hampshire. Emma, what's your extreme phobia?
I am afraid of basketball.
Like balls coming at your face,
basketballs.
Or basketballs being thrown at you? What's the deal?
My freshman year of college, in my abnormal psychology class, the professor was like, does anyone have a weird phobia they want to share? And I was like, I am very afraid of basketballs. And she asked the same thing. She's like, all balls? And I said, only when they're coming towards my face.
Oh, wow.
And I was known as the ball girl.
Yeah, that was too much sharing for college.
You should not have revealed. So if I were to throw a basketball towards you right now, how would you react?
Oh, I would duck and scream and run away.
Yeah. See, that's what
it seems an easy to avoid.
It's so easy to avoid.
Thing,
I haven't seen a basketball in years.
Oh, they're surrounding me at all times.
Well, you've got kids.
Yeah,
that's
you've got kids.
I do too.
Jason plays basketball.
Yeah.
Yep.
So there's certain situations you're going to be around them, but you could avoid them if you have that fear.
Yeah. It's,
see, this is like the Bryster has one of these, the Bryster and Peaches.
Right.
If I chase him, I can chase him.
You can. That's his kryptonite.
I can chase him with Peaches.
Who ever thought?
Like the toughest man on earth is just relegated to nothing by
Would
Peach
he scream?
Fuzz.
Would he
get the heebie-jeebies? And his whole body would get goosebumps, and I'd be like, "I'm gonna touch you with these. As tough as you could be, if I had a peach on me."
Is he afraid of cobbler, peach cobbler, or just the peach?
Lisa, he would eat peaches out of a can like nobody's business. It's the fuzz.
The fuzz on
he
the
He hates the
surface.
Fuzz. Loves a peach.
I have never heard of a
hates
cobbler fear.
The fuzz.
Charlie. Is that cobbler? Get that cobbler.
Who brought cobbler?
You know I can't have the cobbler. Charlie.
Who brought the effing cobbler?
I tell you, I used to load his bed full of peaches.
Oh, you're a bastard.
He'd pull the sheets back.
Ah!
recoil.
Let's go to Brian. Brian, what's your extreme phobia?
Hey, it's morning, guys.
Hey, what's up?
It is China dolls. A while ago when I worked out west, I went to a house and it was full of China dolls.
Like porcelain dolls.
Oh, yeah.
Those things absolutely terrify me. I'm
okay,
like
just to clarify, dolls made in China or porcelain dolls? Porcelain,
you know,
dolls.
Like that.
It's China. Porcelain dolls.
Porcelain, yeah, dolls. Porcelain. Okay, yeah. All right. I thought it was China, like, you know.
China.
Or manufacturing fear, but no, it's... yeah, those things are super creepy.
Any doll made in China.
Every single doll.
Yeah.
Voice-changing technology. Mm. Anonymous doesn't really want to be identified here, but hi, how are you, Anonymous?
I'm well. How are you?
Good. What's your extreme phobia?
My extreme phobia is being murdered in the shower. I will not shower if I'm home alone. Hmm.
So, so you'll just stay dirty. Like, you're going to be by yourself for 48 hours. You will not. No, under no circumstances. Like, not in the middle of the day.
Absolutely not. I will not get in the shower. Is Even if like, I was home a week by myself, I won't take a shower.
From the movie Psycho, how did it get started?
It must have been when I was younger. My brother and I would watch all these murder mysteries and stuff. You know, when my mom and dad weren't home, we thought we were, you know, doing something. You know, oh, we're watching scary movies, you know. But anyways, ever since I was younger, I will not get in the shower when nobody's home.
All right. I think some people have that, but I thought that was literally from the movie Psycho years ago. Maybe it had kind of gone away.
Yeah. But see, to me, like, I remember, you know, I remember the movie Jaws scaring me, and I remember being terrified, thinking the thing could come through the drain, and I remember going to this lake and thinking, oh my God, there could be Jaws in there, and then it goes away. You grow up, and it goes away.
The shower is like one of those things that, like, psychologically is a creepy... Like, I think you can, in movies, you could play on fear in that, you know?
Because everyone has to take a shower.
In Arachnophobia, there's a scene where a girl's taking a shower and, like, these spiders fall on her.
Ooh.
Hmm. So I don't know if I ever watched that full movie.
It's a good movie.
Yeah.
31-year-old big guy texted us. He said, my only thing, my extreme phobia is centipedes. The tiniest one can make me cry for hours.
We've heard a lot of people... call in about that.
Can you imagine a man started to cry as a centipede?
And listen, wasn't there
exterminators that were afraid of centipedes?
Yes, that's right.
And they'd kill every other bug.
But centipedes.
Yep.
They're scarier to me than spiders.
Really?
I don't like it. I have a worse reaction to those than spiders.
Mm. If something can't bite me or harm me,
I'm fine.
I have no fear.
I mean, like, I know it's not going to hurt me, but I'm just like, what do you do? How do you even get it like that?
You start thinking about its genetics.
Right. I'm like, oh my God.
Dad has a phobia of elevators to the point where he will walk up 20 flights of stairs if that's what it takes.
Yeah, that's a real fear. Like, if it's making him go up, like, walk upstairs.
Oh my God.
My aunt was extremely afraid of cats. Someone else said a cat ran up to her in a parking lot at a restaurant. She actually left my baby cousin in his car seat and ran off to hide. Mm. Another one said, my wife is terrified of frogs to the point where she won't go outside until you check for frogs.
Any frogs out there? No. Like, of
How
course
often
not.
Do you see?
I guess it depends on where you live.
Yeah.
Where
you
maybe.
Live. Around here,
there's no frogs anywhere.
You're clear, honey. We're frog-free. Nina wants to rat out her husband. He's got a giant phobia of something. What is it, Nina?
Hi. My husband is a big macho man. He's 6'1". He's 250. He's a machinist for a living, farmer on the weekends. But he is terrified of hummingbirds.
Hummingbirds?
Oh my God, nature's most beautiful, delicate creature.
Little flittering hummingbirds?
A hummingbird, yeah. He sees one, he's running away. Huh.
So that's how he reacts, he just flees.
He tries to avoid them as best he can. If he sees one, he's gone. He had an experience when he was a child where one flew straight at his head and it stopped, like, right in front of his face, and then, you know, flew away over his head, and I think it just terrified him for life. So, hummingbirds is the irrational fear.
You see a big butchy farmer, You would not expect him to run screaming from a hummingbird.
No, he'd probably wrestle a coyote with his bare hands.
Right, he'd have no problem doing most things.
I do have a memory of being a child in my backyard, and at the time, I was like, I didn't understand what happened. I was like, something, and I thought it was a bee, flew like right in front of my face and like hovered around. And at the time, like, I was young enough to like not know that's a hummingbird. I thought it was the biggest bee that I've ever seen in my whole entire life, and it had like a pokey thing. And I, for a time, I was like, there are these things out there that you guys have not heard about. They are killer. It came right up to me. And, you know, it was
that's
only
like
later
the same
in
way
life.
People used to like think they saw werewolves and stuff.
Exactly.
Like they just saw something and they're like, it was a werewolf.
That's it. They're like, if I had to draw it, I would have drawn like a big oversized mosquito or something like that. You know, but I now know, I saw a hummingbird when I was young.
A few more here, quickly. Rob in Rhode Island, what's your extreme phobia?
Like the leprechauns from under the trucks in the first movie. I was 8 when I watched it, and ever since then, at nighttime, I jump in my truck constantly. I can't be next to the bottom of the truck.
Sorry, yeah, Rob, you're afraid that killer leprechauns will be hiding under your truck to kill you.
Something under there, but it came from that movie because, you know, after I watched that movie, one of my cousins hit under the car and grabbed my leg as I got in it, and ever since then, I refuse to go near cars at night.
All right, Rob. Yep. We wish you all the best, dude.
All of his jobs, everything he does.
He's probably
is in
one
the
of
daylight.
The few men in America with a leprechaun beer.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep.
That's an extreme phobia for sure.
Thanks for checking out the Dave and Chuck the Freak Tasty Bits podcast. If you want to hear the entire Dave and Chuck the Freak show from today, subscribe and download the podcast now from the Apple Podcast app or the Google Play Store.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.